Good afternoon, everyone. This is the welcome to the very first meeting of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee for the 26th legislative session. It's February 10th. Representative Harris is excused absence. We have here Representative Lynn and Olson and Ramirez and Book. Representative Kawasaki will show soon, and myself, Representative Gatto. First order of business is only housekeeping, and that is cell phones. Keep your cell phone muted. Makes the meeting go well. We are taking up HJR 12. So with the bill sponsor having someone here to talk for them, please introduce yourself and tell us what we have.
I'm used to asking the questions, so this is, turning the tables. I'm Angela Blanchard, and I'm here on behalf of Representative Nancy Dahlstrom, and here to ask for your support for HJR 12, which is basically urging Congress to support the ground-based mid-course defense system, sending the message that we support it and support continued financing of both maintenance of the program and further development of the program. Now, what it is, it's the country's line of defense against foreign missile attacks. Basically, the interceptors were placed at Fort Greely in 2004, and they have the capability of intercepting a foreign missile midair and destroying it on contact. So if you want to think about what that means for the country in terms of safety of American citizens, safety for Alaskans, it's the first reason why we believe it's so important to continue financing this program. Secondly, what it brings to the state of Alaska in terms of the economic impact. We all know that times are kind of sketchy right now. The economy is shaky, but this continues to bring $250 million to the state in terms of economic impact and over 700 jobs, 200 of which are at Fort Greely. Really helps the town of Delta Junction to thrive. So we have economic impact, we have safety of the country, and lastly, the military does continue to promote this as a successful program. As recently as 2008, they had a successful mission where they were able to intercept a missile launched from Kodiak, intercepted by a Fort Greely interceptor. And it also has the support of our U.S. Congress, our Alaska delegation. So with that said, I'd like to ask for your support today.
Thank you. Representative Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for your excellent presentation. Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to go on the record that I have a conflict of interest. We do a lot of business with Boeing and a lot of the ground missile defense entities, and we actually store their vehicles and their equipment at our hotel. I'm a tremendous advocate of the program, obviously as an American, but I also do have business interests.
Okay, that's on the record. Thank you. I'm going to ask an easy question. I believe missiles can be intercepted when they're going up, when they're coming down, and somewhere in the middle. And probably when they're going up is the best time because they're slow. When they're coming down, they're really fast. And when they're in the middle, they're also going kind of fast. And this is dedicated strictly to mid-course. So we're catching them as high as they are and as fast as they can go. Can you tell me if we're successful in testing, that we've been able to accomplish what we want to accomplish?
I do know that the most recent mission was successful, or I should say I do believe that, but I could defer that question to McHugh Pierre, or we also have online Ben Cassidy, Pat Nash, and Richard Romer, all from the GMD.
Okay. I think it would be helpful, Mr. Pierre, can you come forward?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman.
Because we have some hard questions and we wanted you here for them.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is McHugh Pierre, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Legislative Liaison. And I'd also like to encourage you, Brigadier General Randy Banez should be online, and he's the general in charge of the Alaska National Guard soldiers who operate this tip of the spear mission. So if there are questions that he could answer as well. I'd enjoy having his comment.
Sure. General Banez, are you online and able to hear us?
I am online.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Mr. Pierre.
All right. Mr. Chairman, the system has been successful in a number of test launches. As you know, there was a radar system, state-of-the-art, that was set up here in Juneau at the NOAA facility for a couple different summers, this last summer and the summer before that. And test launches were sent from Kodiak, which would simulate the North Korean area type a missile launch, rogue missile launch. And then the interceptor was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is in California. Like you said, it is mid-course, so what you have is a inertia destruction of the attack vehicle. We have a position, a solid object, which is launched up, which is then guided by our radar systems and literally collides with the attack vehicle in space. And so far, we have had successful attempts at this. This resolution is something that we support, and we would urge this committee and your body to support, because it does provide such an impact to the communities in Alaska as far as economic benefit and for training and longevity for the Guard members who are involved.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Ramros.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, just for the benefit of the committee and a little bit of background, I'd like to talk about retired, oh, thank you. I was looking for a co-sponsor slip is what I was looking for. I'd like to talk about retired General John Hawley, who was responsible for this project. He brought it in on time and on budget, and this was some of the best work. And we've been visited in Fairbanks by somebody I respect a lot, and I think history will reflect favorably on him, Secretary of Defense Don Rumsfeld. And other very important people oversaw this project. I like to refer to it as a, WWMD, Worldwide Missile Defense. And I met four stars, and this, believe me, we are at the cradle of, the 21st century in America's defense of the free world. And it's a big deal, and I think these kind of things help to cement the relationship between Alaska and the armed services, and I applaud Representative Dahlstrom for bringing this resolution forward.
Thank you.
And I thank all the folks that are involved. It's good for Alaska, it's good for the country, and it's good for the safety of the world. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
Mr. Chair, I had an opportunity to go out to Fort Greely and look at the operation out there, and I'm just thoroughly impressed by the professionalism of what's going on there. We were fortunate enough to see a simulation of an intercept, which I thought was very good. I come from GCI, with ground control intercept, of one aircraft to another aircraft. This is much the same, but much more sophisticated than anything we ever did. So, good work.
Pardon me?
I'd just like to make sure that if General Banez has any comments, I'd like
sure.
to...
Sure. General Banez, would you like to make a final comment or any comment at all?
Yes, sir. I have a prepared statement, if that's okay to read.
Please.
Okay. Well, first of all, I really appreciate the opportunity to testify before this House Special Committee and Veteran Affairs. The Ground Missile Defense System is the cornerstone of the Defense Missile Defense Agency's multi-layered defense architecture. The ground missile defense is designed to detect, track, discriminate, intercept, and destroy long and intermediate ranged ballistic missiles during the mid-course, the XO atmospheric phase of flight. The weapon system consists of land, sea, and space-based sensors, command and control operations, and silo-based interceptors, which are located at Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, and Fort Greely, Alaska. The economic impact to Alaska is quite significant. Over $65 million in economic activity and salaries and expenditures annually from Fort Greely. The military has built a new public library and elementary school in Delta Junction a few years ago. and currently there are several quality of life projects at Fort Greeley. This summer, we will start building 126 new homes, which will take about 6 years to complete, a new community center and a fire station, which will break ground next year with an estimated completion of 2 years, which is over a total of $75 million in building projects that are programmed over the next several years. Additionally, the Missile Defense Agency has programmed construction to continue the improvement of the last missile field with a future power plant and additional silos in 2009. The Delta Junction Mayor, Mary Leaf Dowling, over the past weekend was quoted as saying to the Fairbanks Daily News Miner that the city and the military enjoy a strong relationship. They are pretty much interdependent. They have an interdependence on each other to be successful. Today, roughly 200 soldiers of the 49th Missile Defense Battalion, your Alaska Guardsmen, operate the ground missile defense system 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to defend the homeland of 300 million Americans. With the Alaska Guardsmen manning and protecting the missile defense system, Alaska is playing a critical role as well as a high visibility role in the defense of America as well as world affairs. Thank you for this opportunity to speak before this committee.
Thanks, General. I recall sometime in the past that Greeley was being closed.
Correct. It was BRAC.
And it was BRAC, and somehow it got CPR. What date was that?
I'd have to go back and check. I do not have the exact answer for you.
72.
It was, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
It was in 96 is when the BRAC process put Fort Greeley into a warm status, which meant it was maintained at minimal levels, ready for operational use. And then in 2002 and 2003 is when they ramped up activity for construction and groundbreaking of the new missile defense site as we know it.
Okay. Well, that's quite the achievement everybody is worried of losing bases. And here we not only didn't lose one, but we resurrected it that was already on the list. Could go into Coolis and some other issues, but I think that's for another time. Any other questions? Seeing and hearing none, or anyone testifying on off-net? No one testifying off-net. Representative Lynn.
Mr. Chair, with your permission, I would move House Joint Resolution number 12, 26-LS0440/A with individual recommendations, and is there a fiscal note?
No.
There wouldn't be, no.
I think the fiscal note is $250
million. Let me look. I left my wallet there.
Just kidding.
I don't own a hotel.
Okay. Is there an objection? Without objection, then House Joint Resolution 12 passed the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, and this meeting is adjourned. Don't leave. Sign the bill.